Hey guys, welcome back to Reading with Kari, and today we're reading Clifford's First Halloween by Norman Broadwell. Trick or treat, I'm Elmy Elizabeth. This cat and this big red dog, big red clown, is my dog. Clifford was not this big. Many Halloweens ago, he was just a tiny red puppy. I wanted to take Clifford out trick-or-treating, but his mask and hat didn't fit. He was not a happy clown. I tried dressing as an angel. While I was playing the fairy costume on, he ate his halo, aka a donut. Then I found the perfect costume for my small red puppy. Clifford was a little goat I have ever seen. My neighbors were nice. We both got lots of treats. When we got home, Daddy was carving a pumpkin for our Halloween party. Clifford was a noisy puppy. Now we had a jackal that barked to his tongue out. I first Clifford the Halloween noise maker.
He was surprised.
Then it was time for the party. All my friends came.
Mommy made us candy apples.
Yum. Clifford wondered how they taste. The candy apples sort of sticky. I had to give Clifford a quick bath. It was time to go into haunted house. Our jack went to look very spooky. Clifford followed me to the haunted house, but he didn't like it very much. Then Mommy climbed the lights and told the scary stuff about the haunted and that crept around the house. Suddenly we saw a gigantic and wriggling on the wall. He was scared. What was it? The hand came closer and closer. We laughed when we saw it was Clifford. It was a great party. Clifford is a grown-up now, but he still makes Halloween a special day for everyone. The end.